This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for August 2020. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Ronald Price's life as a professor, researcher, musician? And what musical instruments did he play? Dr. Ronald Price, quote, studied the French horn at Northern Illinois University and later earned his master's and doctoral degrees in music and special education. He was professor of music at Ohio State University and at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Ronald, in his mid-20s, was a promising French horn player and teacher, quote, when he was struck with the onset of degenerative Parkinsonian condition. He had to stop playing his instrument as he no longer had control of his motor functions. Doctors confirmed at the time the presence of cerebral palsy. End quote. One day, Price was playing with a harp and discovered, quote, that pulling on the strings for several hours, his symptoms began to disappear. Ronald said he could sit down while playing it, he could strum it with the hand that held only limp fingers and pluck it with the fingers of the hand that still worked well. He could rest it on his shoulder. That's when, he says, a miracle happened. After plucking at the harp for several hours, his symptoms began to disappear. His motor skills came back even sharper. For brief periods, his nervous system would return to normal. Price decided to study the harp and become a professional harpist. He earned a Ph.D. in special education. He played for 3 to 4 hours a day, led a full active life, and was relatively free of the symptoms. However, his symptoms returned if, quote, he did not play the harp for 3 or more days. Dr. Price said, I had a theory that there was a musical way to get through to children who were autistic, arsonists, abandoned, suicidal, and hostile young boys. I thought the harp, because it was less mechanical than the piano, would work for them. We had boys who lit fires, attacked teachers with knives. We had students who did poorly in school, and I believed it was because of their inner turmoil. Harps were, quote, provided by Lionel Healy Harp Company of Chicago. Dr. Price began teaching these children to play the harp. He says, the harp sound is very fascinating. Listening to a beginning clarinetist or violinist can upset your sanity, but a beginning harpist can create a beautiful sound very quickly. Price's students gained national attention. Within months, his student harpists were asked to play at a national convention of American Psychological Association. Dr. Price said, they played so well that when they finished, the audience sat in silence for a few moments, then exploded in applause and came up on the stage. One boy cried for the first time in his life and said, I did well. Dr. Price said, these were kids who were never cooperative, were unteachable, were antisocial. Yet after learning and playing the harp, their grades started zooming. They made friends. They cooperated in the class. They became outstanding youngsters. Dr. Price, with the Liz Safani, founded a group called Healing Harps. There were 100 musicians, all of whom had severe disabilities before taking up the instrument. Quote, all are now free of their disabilities, as long as they play the harp, even a few minutes each day. And their stories are as remarkable as Price's. Quote, Angie M. was 23 when she joined the ensemble in 1988. Born prematurely, her left arm and leg were badly affected by cerebral palsy. Childhood surgery and physical therapy helped increase the function of her left leg, but she was never able to extend her left arm away from her body to turn her left hand over or to use the fingers of her left hand. After 9 months with Healing Harps, Angie was able to move her left arm away from her body. She could turn her left hand and her fingers, which had simply dangled from her left hand since birth, began to move. After less than a year, Angie had developed good mobility of her left arm, an independent dexterity of her fingers that produced a strong, well-centered sound from the harp. Her improvement was beyond all hopes of her doctors. They now use the term miracle when they see her, end quote. Quote, the executive who had two brain surgeries to remove tumors. They were successful, but a third brain tumor appeared and was declared inoperable. This multilingual international executive became unemployable. She studied the harp with Price, and in less than a year, her tumor disappeared. Today, she still plays the harp and is a library director in Pennsylvania. Dr. Ronald Price was a spiritual man who devoted his life to teaching and helping others. He was a friend, a teacher, a husband and father who inspired others and helped them to heal and learn from playing the harp.